You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Imagine a full moon over the open ocean. Sounds romantic, right? Well, apparently corals think so too. In our regular segment, So What Do You Do?, where lay people interview scientists about their work, we meet Allison Sweeney of the University of Pennsylvania. Sweeney spoke about the sex lives of corals with Shauna Small, a school psychologist in Philadelphia and Camden. Shauna Small asked Allison Sweeney,
So what do you do?
I'm primarily a scientist. I have a professorship in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. However, my degrees are all in biology. My PhD is in evolutionary biology.
How would you explain to someone who doesn't understand, someone who's not very scientific, how biology and physics comes together?
In my work, specifically optics, there's a long, beautiful history of using physics to understand vision and how eyes work per se. In my own work, I'm more interested in environmental light. It turns out there's a lot of physical complexity in color signals and intensity signals that happens over days and over months in the world. And we are just beginning to understand that this color complexity can actually have a lot of important biological ramifications. We wanted to know how light at twilight might contribute to the synchrony of coral spawnings on coral reefs around the world.
And how does the spawning occur?
Corals are animals, and they're animals without brains, and they cover vast territories in the oceans. To reproduce every year, corals free spawn, which means that eggs and sperm get released simultaneously into the water, and it's actually in the open ocean that eggs and sperm get together and make
they
little coral babies.
Wow. Yeah.
So finding each other is a tricky, tricky problem when you're talking about, you know, releasing into the open ocean, and the way they facilitate eggs and sperm finding each other is to spawn within a 10-minute interval once a year. So these brainless animals know precisely which 10 minutes of the year they're supposed to release their reproductive output for the year. And by having miles and miles and miles of coral reefs all spawn in the same 10 minutes, and it greatly, greatly increases the probability that eggs and sperms are going to get together, make coral babies. We don't know how the corals know exactly, but we do know that the corals will tend to want to spawn 3 or 4 nights after the full moon. So what we were curious about is it turns out that there are these chromatic processes. So twilight, the period of time as the sun is setting, the color of the sky actually gets much bluer than it is during the day. And the full moon itself is actually pretty red compared to sort of daylight color. And so as you go through the lunar cycle, the night of the full moon is exactly on the horizon as the sun sets. And every night in the lunar cycle that you go past that, the moon is lower and lower and lower down. So that means that every twilight after the full moon gets bluer and bluer and bluer. And so there's this whole color process in the sky that if you were a coral, it would make a lot of sense to pay attention to. We wanted to actually measure exactly what was going on in the light where the corals live to ask, is there enough information there that this could be something that they could be paying attention to? And the answer turned out to be yes. We don't know if for sure that's what corals are paying attention to, but it definitely is another option. So we can maybe narrow the mystery down. It wasn't even clear up until we sort of did this work what the heck sort of physical cues they could be picking up on. You know, it's hard to come up with something that just wasn't sort of invoking magic.
Right.
We were at least able to pinpoint some real physical process in the world that is plausible and big enough for corals to sort of see in some sense, whatever seeing means for a coral.
Or sense or whatever.
Sense, yes. Big enough for corals to sense that is also happening at the same time when they spawn. So
I feel definitely more informed about what you do in the Department of Astronomy and Physics.
Thanks so much for chatting today. It's been super fun.
Yeah. So great meeting you.
Yep, you too.